What they could have been looking for. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A new report may have information on what federal agents were searching for when they executed a warrant at former President Trump's Florida home.
FBI agents were looking for documents related to nuclear weapons at Mar-a-Lago. So says Washington Post sources. It's not clear if any such documents were found, and they didn't say if those documents were about U.S. weapons or in other countries. As for the warrant used in that search, the Justice Department has asked a judge to make it public. The former president said on his Truth Social platform that his attorneys and representatives had been cooperating fully prior to the search. Jill Nato, Fox News.
This afternoon, Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke publicly about the search warrant for the first time.
Federal law, longstanding department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time.
As for criticism of the FBI by Trump and his supporters, he said he will not stand idly by while their integrity is attacked, calling the men and women of the FBI dedicated public servants. Police in Cincinnati have named the suspect in this morning's attempted breach at an FBI field office.
In a statement to the Associated Press, Ohio officials name 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer as the armed man fatally shot after trying to breach an FBI field office in Cincinnati. Federal officers say the man fired a nail gun into a visitor screening area and held up an assault rifle before fleeing, leading to a standoff for hours near an interstate. Ohio State Police opening fire when negotiations failed and the suspect held up a gun.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Schiffer is reportedly under investigation for ties to extremist groups and is believed to have been in Washington in the days leading up to the Capitol riot. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
An Indiana police officer critically injured after getting shot in the line of duty.
Indiana State Police say Richmond police officer Sierra Burton was shot during a traffic stop Wednesday evening. The 28-year-old canine officer pulled a moped over, her dog Brev detecting a possible presence of drugs when sniffing around the vehicle. While officers spoke with the driver, identified as Philip Lee, investigators say he pulled out a gun and fired several rounds.
My officer is in very critical condition, fighting for her life.
Richmond Police Chief Mike Britt.
Those of you who pray, I ask that you pray for her, but she could use it.
Other officers returned fire, striking Lee. He fled the scene but was quickly captured after a foot chase. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The number of Americans who signed up for unemployment benefits rose last week to the highest level since November, though the U.S. job market continues to show signs of strength. The Labor Department says that applications for jobless aid climbed by 14,000 to 262,000. The four-week average for claims, which smooths out weekly ups and downs, rose by 4,500 to 252,000, also the highest since November. Punishment for a Pennsylvania man who authorities say tried to get his daughter into a prestigious college.
A dad from Pennsylvania will be forced to spend a whole month in home confinement now that he's pleaded guilty to bribing a tennis coach at Georgetown University to try to get his daughter in. Robert Repella, who used to be a pharmaceutical executive, agreed to pay tennis coach Gordon Ernst $120,000 to have his daughter be recruited for the tennis team. Ernst himself is in prison for 2.5 years for taking more than $3 million in bribes to get people's kids into Georgetown. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Gas prices have dipped under $4 a gallon for the first time in more than 5 months. AAA says a gallon of regular is now $3.99, down 15 cents since last week. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.